You're listening to KCRW. I'm Matt Gillum. Classrooms have long been a forum for discussion, but the curriculum providing the backdrop for those conversations has gone from periodic hot-button issue to culture war battlefield, especially in K-12 education. Two Southern California students have taken the position that ethnic and multicultural studies should be taught to K-12 students, and they've started a movement that's spread to all 50 states and even abroad. 19-year-old Jasmine Nguyen from Orange County and 20-year-old Caitlin Joe of Ventura County created Diversify Our Narrative and join us to share a bit about their organization's mission. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you having us.
We're so excited to be here.
Now, both of you are in college at Stanford now, so well done on that. But Diversify Our Narrative got started last year. Caitlin, how did you two connect and what inspired you to launch this project?
So Jasmine and I actually met in high school. And so during June 2020 of last year, which is when Diversify Our Narrative first launched, both of us were really inspired by the Black Lives Matter movement and sort of the resurgence in advocacy for racial justice. And, you know, both of us actually sort of hopped on a call together. It was just a simple FaceTime. And we were thinking about if there was anything we could do to sort of contribute to the cause in any way, shape, or form and just be helpful. And so we really felt like with regards to the education system, that was an area that was a bit lacking with regards to the education we were receiving and how diverse it was and how inclusive it was towards students and people of color. And both of us really realized and came to the realization that the books that we were taught in English classrooms were predominantly all by straight white male authors. We sort of started off with a mission to just create a handful of resources for students to really be able to lobby for grassroots change on a local level. And that sort of blew up from there due to social media.
Now, each of you have said ethnic studies and academic examinations of race weren't really part of your formal schooling until college. What in particular do you wish you had learned about different races and ethnicities at an earlier age? Jasmine, why don't you start off?
I think that a lot of the history that I would learn, at least, would always come from somewhat of a white perspective. And so basically, when reading my history book growing up and looking at, like, let's say immigrants, Chinese immigrants, you know, looking at immigrants from other countries and studying that history, it was almost told in the way of the other. For example, studying the Vietnam War, like that actually was my history. And like, that's how my parents came here. And so just like the language that is used to describe different peoples is really important because it can be really the small things that come into play. And I think another thing too, that we really emphasized on with Diversify Our Narrative was actually just stories and looking at English classrooms too. I think that ethnic studies is so important looking at history, but even just looking at the stories in our English and literature classrooms, a lot of them don't really tell the stories of people of color. And that's something else that's really important because when you're learning to empathize with different groups and really be able to learn what other people may be experiencing or understand hardships from other communities, being able to read that and set yourself in those shoes is just incredibly important. And that wasn't something that we necessarily had exposure to, at least within my school district and many school districts.
Caitlin, anything you wish you had learned about race and ethnicity at an earlier age in a formal school setting?
I also think one more thing that I guess I'll just like sort of add on is a lot of the history that we were being taught with regards to like my own Asian ethnic identity, I realized was much from a damage-centered narrative or sort of just focusing on sort of the negatives behind, you know, like there was the Chinese Exclusion Act and so on and so forth. And, you know, a lot of the other history was just glossed over. And I think, you know, it wasn't really until I got to college and started reading into my own research and taking more high-level classes that I really started to realize, like, you know, it's not just like, oh, you guys were discriminated against. You know, there's tons of stories of, you know, Asian excellence, of powerful activist figures that are of Asian descent who have done some really monumental work with regards to activism and lobbying and really have a place in United States history. And I think, you know, aside from just, you know, like Asian history, like the same thing can be said of all different ethnic groups and racial groups and backgrounds.
Now, I want to focus on sort of more the ground game here. Jasmine, you are from Orange County. There is a debate over whether to include ethnic studies in K-12 curriculum there at the moment. Did you have conversations with your teachers or school administrators about the need for more diversity on reading lists or in other subjects when you were a student?
So I definitely think that it wasn't something that was particularly breached. I also think that I kind of normalized not learning ethnic studies, not learning about race, not talking about race. That was kind of the culture. It was something that you just didn't talk about. And I definitely think there were a lot of microaggressions present, you know, not only at my high school, but a lot of high schools in Orange County that people had just learned to accept. And so with Black Lives Matter, it was really amazing because people started to speak up and realize, you know, no, it is not something that is okay and normalized to be made fun of for the way I speak or the way my eyes are shaped, the stereotypes that are associated with certain racial groups. Like, people started to realize this is something that we should actually be talking about. And race is something that actually does play a prominent factor in American history and the present day struggles in America.
You two are looking to sort of reform the classroom with diversify our narrative. You're pushing for ethnic studies both in the U.S. and abroad. But a big caveat here is you two aren't educators. So who is or should be developing the curriculum that you think would be ideal for K through 12 students?
Jasmine here. Basically, we do have a group of people on, you know, Diversify Our Narrative who do like create curricula, but it is like read over and guided by professors. We are all college students who are in the curriculum development, a few high schoolers, but mainly college students. And so we're able to outsource with our professors to kind of look over what we create and develop. So that's that part. And another really big thing that we do is kind of find curricula and kind of group it together and make it more accessible for people who are looking for this curricula. So I definitely think there is a plethora of stuff out there. And I know for California, Ethnic Studies AB 101, they did release a model curriculum. And in that model curriculum, there are some lesson plans that schools could potentially adopt if they, you know, see them suiting the needs of their students. I don't know if Caitlin, you want to add on to that?
Yeah, I just want to say, like, I think Jasmine really, you know, covered a lot of what I was thinking, but sort of just along the point of, we want to make sure that the stuff that we're passing out in classrooms is good material, because we don't want it to be harmful. And I think we actually do a very good job at this, thanks to the students and the educators who dedicate so much time and energy into creating these resources in the first place.
We've been speaking to Jasmine Nguyen and Caitlin Joe, the creators of Diversify Our Narrative. Thanks to both of you for coming on.
Thank you too.